Good evening. I wanted, before starting, to introduce you to Carolyn Gimeon, who will be assisting me during this weekend. So here we both are, ready to smile in fear. And Carolyn is the editor of the book, Smile in Fear, and on which this weekend is based, and also the editor of two other books from the Shambhala tradition by Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, our root teacher. And during this weekend, Carolyn will be leading the meditation sessions. So I am very grateful to Carolyn for assisting me. We were just talking on the phone one day about a year ago or more, and she said, "Do you think we could make a weekend out of this book?" And I thought it was a great idea, and here we are. So, ideas turn into manifest reality. So thank you very much. I think it's really wonderful that so many of us are going to spend this time together, despite its inconveniences, and quite a few people expressed their dismay at there being 3,000 people. They sort of thought they were going to have an intimate time with me. And I actually was pretty amazed myself at this turnout. In fact, dumbfounded. But that this large group of people can gather together and meditate together and contemplate teachings that come from the intention of wanting to help the world at this time or any time. The Shambhala teachings that Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche presented in the last 10 years or so of his life, and he died in 1987, were based on the fact that we could take our wish to be sane and open-hearted people, that we could take that wish that most of us have to be more sane and more kind and more open-hearted, open-minded, but that we could do it in a very large global context of wanting to wake up to wanting to be kinder, more sane, more open-hearted and open-minded, so that we could help other people, so that we could reach out to the people that come into our lives, our family members and neighbors and co-workers, or perhaps we feel inspired to enter a profession where we spend all our time and energy in trying to help in a more global or national level. There's many of us in this room, I know, who are in those kinds of professions. But the point was, whether it's just reaching out to those that we meet every day of our lives, or whether it's on a larger scale, in both cases are equally powerful and wonderful ways to spend our lives, and that we could think of working on ourselves always in this more extended global or a national or wider, more extended context. And this is important, actually, because a lot of people who do so-called spiritual work, a lot of people who are interested in this, it can be somewhat, I don't mean to be harsh, but it can be somewhat selfish, that it's all about taking care of oneself and nothing about how taking care of oneself might affect the hearts and minds of other people. That perhaps